Last night, in the Halacha talk last night, we talked about a person in Shmona Esrei listening to the Chazan say Kedusha, listening to the Chazan sort of being Motzi, him we'll call it, in Kadosh and Baruch. And we said already the Omein of Erkala Kadosh also. When the Chazan says Kedusha, the Chazan really has to juggle two things that are not easy to juggle. The Chazan is supposed to say Kadosh and Baruch loud, that people can hear him. The reason for this is twofold. First of all, because of last night's halacha, in case there's someone still saying Shmona Esrei, so the Chazan should say Kadosh and Baruch in order to be Motzi, someone that's saying Shmona Esrei, so the person saying Shmona Esrei can hear him. That's reason number one, that he has to say it loud. Reason number two is because many Achronim say Kedusha has now become part of Chazaras Hashatz. It's part of the third bracha. So he has to say it loud so people can hear him because it's part of Chazaras Hashatz. Just like he has to say the whole Shmona Esrei out loud so people can hear him. So that's one side of the coin. He has to say it loud so people can hear him for two reasons that we just said. The other side of the coin, what he has to juggle though, is that he has to say Kedusha together with the Tzibur. He can't say it, the Mishnah Berurah says, he can't start saying it after everyone's finished saying it. Then he's not saying it with the Tzibur. The Bir Halacha has a problem. So Rechiyuni says. He's saying it as a Yachid. So how do you juggle these two things? I myself say it together with the Tzibur Mamish, and you just say it in a very loud voice so that the people who have to hear you can hear you. And as we said, the second reason is that really everybody has to hear you. Okay. From Rav Moshe in a tshuva, it's hard to tell. It's sort of like, He just says it agavurcha. He doesn't discuss the point. He says that the Chazan could say it after everyone says it. But the Achronim explain, the Achronim say that what the Chazan should do if he feels he won't be able to say it. The ideal, both Alpi Kabbalah and Alpi Halacha, is to say it with the Tzibur and loud so that you can be heard. If you feel you can't, you know, feel the Olam's going to outshout you or whatever, then you say it at the end, but the Chazan definitely should make sure, Alpi the Bir Halacha, to start saying Kadosh while people in the Tzibur are saying Melocha L'Aretz Kvodo, are finishing up, so that it's called he's saying it together with them. Even if he starts when they're ending, so it's also called he's saying it together with them, that he's not saying it alone. So again, the Chazan has to juggle these two things. He has to say it together with the Tzibur, and he has to say it in a loud voice so that people can hear him for two reasons. So he has to figure out a way to juggle these two obligations. What?